made 13 winners. We need to make two more before the end of this show. Maybe even two more before 8. So this is your literal last chance. 1,000 rand towards your tank of petrol. Let us know where our tank can take you on the WhatsApp line. Munir, good morning, my brother. How are you?
Good morning, Ben. I'm well, and yourself?
Easy, mate. Where are you in South Africa right now?
I live in Rustenburg.
Oh, say that one more time, Munir. It broke up for a second.
I live in Rustenburg.
You live in Rustenburg. Okay, sick. And
yes.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a teacher at Kutlanong School for the Deaf.
Okay.
And just in Rustenburg.
Wow. Okay, you're a teacher at a school for the deaf. That's super interesting. What has to happen beyond normal teaching qualifications to do that kind of work?
So there is a bit of specialized stuff, for example. So if I'm speaking to the kids, I have to flick the lights to get their attention.
Huh.
A lot of schools for the deaf, they have wooden floors, so that's how I get their attention.
Yes, I understand. So wooden floors and turning lights on and off. And then I imagine you've learned signing.
Yeah, I studied sign, South African Sign Language.
And what kind of inspired you to do this? Because it's such honorable work, but I mean, the vast majority of people who study to be teachers leave it at that.
So what inspired me is I used to watch Takalani Sesame when I was a kid, and there was this deaf lady on Takalani Sesame, so I'd always wanted to do sign language. And when I got to the Northwest University, I saw the option, I was overjoyed.
Wow. So you studied teaching at Northwest University, but there was the option to learn signing also. And then after that, is there like a human? Because I'm trying to imagine this, right? Teachers obviously go through evaluations and they've got to do time as a teacher before they can fully qualify. Did you have to do that in a slightly different training because you had to prove that you could teach using signing to people who are hearing impaired?
I had availed myself.
How
that sign language was on my education. Started teaching there, and I started as a HED member at school.
Okay, and then they hired you permanently. That is incredible, Munir. Okay, so Munir from Rustenburg is a teacher at a hearing impaired or a school for the deaf. That is incredible, my brother. And I just want to know, what can our tank of petrol do for you, man?
A tank of petrol can take me to school and back because it's quite far.
Oh, is it? Do you not live close?
Excuse me?
Do you not live so close to the school?
No, it's in Phuket. Phuket is about, it counts as in Rustenburg, but it's like a 30-minute drive day to and back every day.
Well, Munir, the fact that you watched Takalani Sesame as a young person, saw this deaf person on Takalani Sesame, was so inspired to be able to speak to people who are hearing impaired, and then became a teacher, did that. My man, you're an inspiration, and can I just say, a winner. So cool, man.
Congratulations.
I'm a winner.
You're a winner.
Yeah, indeed.
Woo!
My man, that is so cool and such beautiful and glorious work. Thank you so much for telling us about it. Stay on the WhatsApp line. We are going to get that 1,000 rand towards a tank of petrol to you, man. And really, genuinely, incredible work, and we appreciate you for entering.
Thank you, Five. I love you, Five.
Oh,
Dan,
Munir. Yeah. Marley,
Nick, love you guys.
Well, we didn't know you until 4 minutes ago, but we love you too. Okay, we have time for one more winner before 8. What an incredible story. And just another moment of going like, look how dope people are. Just look how dope they are. Be the next.